Hey everybody, happy new year, happy 2026. Welcome back to Seller Performance Solutions. I took a week off, had to do some travel around the holiday, had to grow a little bit of a beard, if you're watching this, not listening to it. But the bottom line is we're back into the swing of things in terms of January's kind of turned into every other month. January used to be a little bit slower on the Amazon side in terms of enforcement, suspensions, appeals. I don't see that happening right now. I see January really ever since New Year's being kind of any other month that has a sales event or even around Prime Day. It's not as busy as all that, but people have had to hit the ground running this year in ways that maybe we haven't seen in the past, and maybe there haven't been as many consequences. But right now, anyone needs to be paying attention to their account health, unresolved notifications. I understand completely if November, December, you were fantastically busy, which is great, and floored with other tasks. But anything unresolved from last month needs to be kind of, you got to grab the broom or the mop and start working on those as quickly as possible. Main focus today I wanted to dwell on or speak to is a concept that we posted about this on LinkedIn not long ago. I can see why there's quite a bit of engagement, not just the comments, but in terms of the topic, which is this notion that account health will clean itself up. If you leave things, eventually they'll roll off. And first of all, they don't roll off right away. They roll off in 180 days, which is 6 months. First of all, you can't predict the future. You don't know what's going to happen next week, next month that could drive your account health rating or score down, in addition to whatever you haven't resolved today. That's point one. But point two is 180 days is a long time. And just because it rolls off, even if it rolls off next week and you've already had it up there for 150 days or 160 days, that doesn't mean you resolved it. From Amazon's perspective, you were just playing a waiting game. That doesn't mean you're cleaning up anything that should have been cleaned up. And maybe you had nothing to clean up. Maybe it's a wrongful flag, a mistake on Amazon's side, or let's just say it's an unsubstantiated performance notification that could have been disputed and could have been successfully appealed, even if you're not disputing it. You have choices and you're punting and you're sitting on your hands instead of observing those choices and making a conscious choice. I understand why, if you're unsure what to do, you might do that and you might resist the notion that you have to do something, because we like to say, just like a lot of people do, that you don't have to be doing something about every single notification every day on your account. You're not always responding to every message you get, but something that could be detrimental to your account health, you are doing a review of the choices, making a decision on how you're going to appeal it. If you're deciding not to appeal something, then maybe there's an additional issue that has to be addressed. If you can't provide an invoice that Amazon wants, either from your supplier, from your manufacturer, from the brand that you're selling, if you're a reseller, whoever it is, there's still a question that has to be answered there. Whether or not you say, I can't appeal this, I can't counter this notification, I don't have the notice, the invoice, I don't have the letter of authorization, whatever they might be asking you for. It doesn't mean that you play the waiting game and you just hope nothing else bad happens, because it means even if you aren't countering something in performance notifications or in account health, it means you're still doing other actions to make sure that next time you do have the invoice, why don't you have the invoice the first time they ask for it? What failures led to the fact that you didn't have the invoice? Well, you can answer that question and take action around it today or immediately, even if you're not responding, even if you're not countering it to Amazon. If they're asking you repeatedly for invoices for your own products, maybe that also begs other questions. What complaints are buyers submitting, whether it's something you can see in your return reasons, in your voice of the customer, or things that just result from a random call to customer support, customer service that Amazon, that buyers send, complaining about condition of the item, authenticity, expiration dates, whatever it might be, right? There's something there that's triggering Amazon to review it. Either a series of complaints all coming in a row, or similar complaints that might be staggered out over time. So even if you're not taking a direct action to dispute something or to appeal something in account health that day, there's still a lot you're doing in terms of making improvements, or at least reviewing whether or not buyers are misunderstanding your product. Maybe they're not reading the detail page correctly. Maybe you can enhance or improve the detail page, or just the overall buyer experience, whether it's images, written text, and so forth. So you'll prevent future complaints, right? So there's still something that needs to happen. I'm hearing from far too many sellers that they're just not sure what it's about. They got a generic message from Amazon. They weren't sure, since that message didn't really tell them anything, what the causes were. So they didn't figure out what the causes were. They weren't sure what to do with the appeals side because they weren't sure what the causes were. So not only did they not take action within their operations to address potential complaints that could prevent future complaints, not only was that step not taken, but they also never got to the point of deciding what to do in account health. Most sellers that we talk to look for a way to acknowledge it when they're not sure what to do. When in doubt, they click admit or acknowledge. And I've been preaching for almost 2 years now, that's going to set you up for failure. You acknowledge something, you admit to something when you know that there's no other way of handling it, when you know that it's accurate, not because you don't feel like it, not because you don't know what's going on, not because you don't want to call account health and get some details, or maybe your team or your staff didn't review voice of the customer properly. Well, have them do it again, right? Don't just forget about it and drop it at that point, assuming it'll roll off. Don't wait 180 days for these things to roll off anyway. This is the time element I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, because that's a long time. And like I said, you can't predict the future. You might get more demerits, more complaints, more flags and performance notifications in the interim. You might get more complaints on that same ASIN or on that group or family of ASINs if you're selling similar types of products. And what does that mean? It means you're probably going to lose access to account health assurance, which is not the greatest shakes in the world, but it's still worth having. If it means it buys you 72 hours between the time they send you the notification and the time you have to submit an appeal to keep your account active, well, yeah, that 72 hours is worth more than not having them and being suspended immediately. So you lose access to account health assurance eligibility. You're losing the ability to show Amazon, to demonstrate to them that when something goes wrong, you know how to do a quick assessment, you know how to get some solutions in place, you know how to appeal it properly, you know how to run a tight ship, operate efficiently in ways that Amazon expects you to run your account. You don't want to highlight yourself or emphasize to Amazon that sometimes you know what you're doing and sometimes you don't. Sometimes your employees are on it and sometimes they're not. Sometimes your VA knows what's going on. Sometimes they're opening up pretty much worthless seller support cases, asking ridiculous and basic questions. If they see that inconsistency and that unevenness, right? And they hit you with these different performance flags. And if your account health either isn't what it used to be, or it just looks like you're kind of haphazardly maintaining it. And again, you don't necessarily need an agency to do everything for you. You don't necessarily need to hire somebody to do full account management on your behalf. You can do it in-house, but you can't let things fester like this. You have to understand what's an acknowledgement and what's a dispute. Maybe Amazon's totally wrong. I can't tell you how many brand owners and sellers we talk to. When we assess it, it's already been sitting there and left to rot on their account health for like 2 months, 3 months. And I chuckle there, because why are you coming to me after 2 months? You should come to us after 2 days, not 2 weeks or 2 months. But anyway, and I find something that could have easily been appealed and remedied within, let's say, 5 or 6 days. And it's been there, potentially a red flag, potentially hurting their account health rating, and something that could trigger an internal review of their entire account, not just ASIN level reviews. The entire account might get reviewed. Well, why? Why carry that risk if it's something you can remedy within a few days? If it's because you had a useless call with account health, yes, I understand the reps are trained to give you boilerplate copy and paste answers to most of your questions. Doesn't mean you can't use that in the appeals process. Doesn't mean you can't dig for more details in terms of why a previous appeal. Maybe you already sent an appeal and it was rejected. If you sent a ChatGPT templated boilerplate appeal, you probably don't need anyone to tell you why that was rejected. You already know why it was rejected, right? But get some information, do some research. If you're working with an agency, have them do it for you. I've heard agency heads, just like I've heard sellers, say, ah, don't worry about it. It's going to fall off at the 180-day mark and you don't have to worry about it again. Even if it's not visible in your account health, right? Even if it's not within that 180 days, technically you still have to worry about it because you never resolved it, right? Amazonians have shown the willingness to go back to 2023, to 2024 for some ASIN level data if similar complaints came in then on the same product. If it's account-wide review and it's potentially an account suspension, well, what if you were suspended fully in 2023 or 2024? Do you think it's completely irrelevant now in 2026? Just because it's 6 months to a year ago doesn't mean they don't care, doesn't mean they don't look at it. I've had people ask for invoices that were 18 months old just because they're trying to do their due diligence based on the specifics of that particular problem. You're not going to write an appeal and send it in saying, well, we figured 180 days passed, so we didn't have to worry about it anymore. Does that sound like a good answer when they flagged you for something, right? I've seen people disputing it. They didn't appeal it for that 180 day window. It comes back up in some other form. It haunts them later. And they dispute it saying, why are you bugging me about this? It's been more than 180 days. It looks like you're trying to cop out. It looks like not only did 6 months or more pass with you not doing anything about it, but now you still don't want to do anything about it because even 6 months later, you're not sure what the problem was. You didn't know how to appeal it. Again, not a good look. It makes it look to Amazon like you're not too sure how to run your brand on Amazon in a way that Amazon wants you to. So whether or not Amazon meets its own standards for account review excellence or performance review accuracy, that's a story for another time, right? What standards they hold themselves accountable for. That's an unknown X factor. What we do know is that they hold you accountable for those standards. And what they do know is if you have an ASIN flag, even if they don't yank that ASIN right down or keep you from selling it, if they want you to submit an appeal, if they want certain types of documentation, certain types of ASIN level assessment on your side, ASIN level improvements on your side, some of that needs to be addressed. Whether or not there's a shiny button in account health that tells you exactly, or seller central that tells you exactly how to appeal something, it doesn't mean you can wish it away. It doesn't mean it goes away because it can be used against you later. How many times, you know, stand up and wave at me, how many times you've talked to a seller or been to an event where somebody told you that something from a year or a year and a half ago that they thought was over with and done came back to haunt them because they didn't do anything about it at the time. We know we have these conversations all the time, and I'm pretty sure you're having these conversations frequently too if you're interacting with other sellers or if you belong to any of these mastermind type groups, or even if you're just consuming content on LinkedIn or YouTube or listening to podcasts like ours. This is a constant. Well, why does that keep happening? It's because it's real. It keeps coming back because Amazon continues to behave or perform in these ways. So I understand the temptation to say we want to wait 180 days. We want to let account health sort itself out. Before the advent of the account health dashboard and the anointing of the account health teams, before they had that name and everything was collectively referred to as seller performance, I saw more sellers who were concerned that a notification that was unresolved or an ASIN flag, or even a policy warning that wasn't appealed, encountered until it was successfully resolved, would come back to haunt them later. Now I see people using this kind of security blanket of, well, in 180 days, it'll roll off. And it took us 2 months to even think about what we wanted to do about it. Now it's 2 months later. Nothing's happened to us up to this point. So that means there's no true damage to the account and nothing's going to happen. Well, first of all, you can't predict the future. Something could happen tomorrow that drags it back to the fore. Number one. Number two, 180 days is a long time to wait. All kinds of things can happen. Why take the risk that you're going to get? Everyone likes to say it's sudden or it's a lightning strike that account health people call them and tell them they have 72 hours to appeal to keep their account active if they're in account health assurance. Sometimes you have only 24 hours to appeal it, or sometimes you're just suspended right out of the gate, right? It's not sudden and it's not a lightning strike if you've had some of these threats and warnings looming in your account health and you left them to rot or you left them unresolved because you were just hoping and praying that you'd get to 180 days until they vanished from view and cease to be a threat forever. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not a problem, right? That goes for bodily and physical health just the same as it does for account health on Amazon. So questions on that, you want to dispute or argue with me on some of this, feel free. There's always, you know, comments that you can leave for this particular podcast or the many LinkedIn posts we're doing, because this is a good topic for debate and discussion and specifics, not just generalities, not just propaganda. 2026 and forward, I think specific data-driven details should be part of any discussion that Amazon brands have about selling successfully in the platform. So thanks again for listening. Once again, Happy New Year. And I look forward to producing this type of content, but also interacting with you on a weekly basis with these types of issues that, with competition heating up as it always does on Amazon, become more and more crucial with each passing month. So thanks again.